Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we were taught that the Christian's body is the temple of God, and that we have a responsibility to take care of it. Let's resume with that study today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Do you realize that some Christian people are cut out of God's first will for their life, or their time to serve God is shortened, much shorter than God intended, because they don't care for this temple? Some people eat themselves to death. Some people will not exercise. Do you realize that if you would walk just 30 minutes a day, while you're walking, you can pray silently and meditate on the Word of God that you have most recently read and hopefully read that day? You see, it's not just cigarettes, alcohol, and drugs that cut off time. Often, people are not healthy enough to do a work because they do not care for the temple God has provided for us. Some people are cut off by debt. They're called to a mission field. They're called to preach, but they can't leave. They can't go because they're entangled with the affairs of this life. They owe too many people too much and can't get out from under it. Some of you listening may need to cut up some of your charge cards, not use them anymore, and pay them off so that you might be free to go where the Lord would have you to go. And my friend, some of you have been cut off by a lack of spiritual fruit. You have an anger, you have a temper that keeps your teaching, your singing, your preaching, your visitation, or whatever you do from being fruitful. There's dishonesty. You do not keep your word in business. Therefore, there's no respect for your witness. You see, you have people that call themselves Christians. They'll get on the job, and they're just not good workers. They stand around, they talk instead of doing their work. Do you realize that the best employees ought to be those who claim to know the name of Christ, who claim to be saved, that claim to be God's children? They ought to be the best workers on the job so that they will give legitimacy to those to whom they witness. You see, Christ can get on the throne, but the old nature that we have is not eradicated. And too often, we defile this temple in either the length of service that we're able to serve or in not being able to serve by these things. Now, this new circumcision is there to put Christ on the throne. But we also need to repent as Christians of some of these things that are in our lives, whether it's anger or anything else. Some want out of the consequences, but you're back in the same boat again when you are delivered from whatever problem you're in. There is no plan to overcome temptation in your life through Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, it doesn't have to be that way. You have the Spirit of God in you. I don't want to blame parents. I don't want to blame somebody's past or anything else for failure, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world if you're saved. You have the Spirit of God, not someone else's hands. And my friend, he takes care of the whole nature of man, not just a part of the body. So friend, don't blame others for your lack of spirituality and righteousness. learn to commit yourself to Christ, to submit yourself to Christ, and learn to do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Now, the third thing about the new circumcision is its author. It's not of Moses, it's not of the patriarchs, but of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, understand, the old law said, thou shalt not murder. Do we have a license to sin since it's taken out of the way? I mean, people say, hey, we're not under the law, so since the law says thou shalt not kill, do we have that license to kill? Is this what is meant under grace and not under law? No, 1,000 times no. God forbid. God's grace is holy as well. He cannot behold iniquity. He doesn't look on iniquity. Don't use the grace of God as a license to sin, a license to worldliness, and to fulfill the flesh. Thou shalt not kill is not canceled, but it is controlled by a new spirit, Christ in us. Those that always claim grace and then practice carnal things show they know nothing of the Holy Spirit of which we are born. Jesus Christ, according to verse 15, having spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus Christ triumphed over all powers and principalities. And the principalities and the powers here are the same as those in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And my friend, the battle that we're in is a spiritual battle. Now, Christ has triumphed over them, over those principalities and powers. And now, that same Spirit of Christ is in you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And now, what you are to do is yield your all to Him that He may continually triumph in you. Now, when a person is saved, there's only one way. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In living the Christian life, being holy, being separate, and being victorious, not giving in to the weakness and temptations of the flesh and the old nature, there's only one way to be victorious. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, my friend, your salvation came not by a system of works, but rather by grace and faith. Understand, your Christian life is not by a system of works, but it's by the grace and faith. It is through the operation of a Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God in you, that overcomes failure, that overcomes the flesh, that overcomes the old nature, that overcomes that desire to be like the world and to fashion our worship and everything else of our life after the world. That Holy Spirit is in you to accomplish victory. Oh, my friend, there is victory in Jesus. Now, my friend, that victory in Jesus does not come until Jesus Christ is in you. The Bible says that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If Christ is not in you, you are not saved. It's that simple. And yet he wants to come in and have his abode in you. He wants to live in you. He wants to live through you. And my friend, he will do that if you will invite him into your life as your Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. And the wages of our sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire and torment. Now, my friend, when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, shedding his precious blood, he was paying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. For those 3 hours that darkness overcame the earth during his crucifixion, That was when the wrath of God was being outpoured upon him. That wrath was greater than any suffering that a man in hell would do. And then he gave up the ghost. He died. His body was buried. His spirit went to the depths of hell because that was our wage. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. Revelation 1 says that he has the keys of both hell and death. And I'm glad he does. God loves you, my friend. He said, him that come to me, I would in no wise cast out. Now, my friend, these things I'm talking about are very serious. Life, death, eternity. Your eternal life. Those are all serious subjects. Oh, my friend, why not through prayer invite Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Savior? You say, I want to do that, but I'm not sure how to pray. Then I'm going to form a prayer. Now, you can repeat these words, but you must mean them in your heart. And if you really want Christ to be your Savior, you really want eternal life in heaven, you are willing now to give your life to Christ, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his precious blood for all my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead, victorious over hell and death. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord and Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that I would like to send to you titled Building Blocks, and this will show you how to live the new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible in order to get more out of it. It'll teach you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll also show you some things about Bible doctrine, the local church. It will also show you how to lead another person to Jesus Christ, and I want to send this booklet to you absolutely free. You write me, and I'll send you that booklet. I want you to have it. Now, again, you may want to have this sermon that was preached over the last few days on this teaching of Colossians 2, 11 through 15. We've titled it The New Circumcision. And if you'd like to have a CD, then write us, sending us a gift of $5. Indicate the title or the reference. Make sure your return mailing address is enclosed and also what radio station you listen to for this broadcast. Now, my friend, I want to thank you for listening today, and we don't take that for granted. It means a lot when we hear from you and you tell us that you've been blessed or somehow the Lord is working in your heart through this ministry. Thank you. It means so very much. And my friend, ask other people to listen in too. I think that you'll be doing them a favor when you get them to listen to the Word of God being taught verse by verse, day after day. My friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.